What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Come join our Discord. The Mixing Music Discord server is filled with tons of awesome information and people. People that can help you out and information that can help you grow your business and to help you improve your mixes. So come join us and find the invitation link at mixingmusicpodcast.com.
One, two, three.
Hello and welcome back to the Mixing Music Podcast. I'm your host DK, and today we are all wearing masks as we hang out in the studio. Lou was supposed to be here, but it is 2 a.m. and it's not, it's 1 a.m., but it feels like 2 a.m.
That man is working right now.
The man is working.
The man is straight working right now, I cannot lie.
He is straight working. And he did not make it back in time. So I was like, hey, Nels. Nels is my ride or die producer who's on previous episodes. And we had our lead intern and our newest friend intern. You guys want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Danny. I've been around for about too many hours. I'm going to say that. I put in my work around here. Work is valued all the time. Self-awareness is key here. And I've just been doing well for myself. That's all I can say.
You should be self-aware that you've only been here 2 months.
But in that triple-digit hours, bro.
Triple-digit hours.
In 2 months. It felt like 4 months.
Yo, Danny's here longer.
Triple-digit hours in 2 weeks.
Yo, Danny's sometimes here longer. Like, no, Danny is here longer than me and Lou.
Oh, yeah.
Literally.
I know.
So, saying, Danny has, we are in debt and owe Danny
three
credit.
High fives.
No. What is it? I'm going to pay you in in not marketing, what is it? In
Nels token.
In exposure.
Exposure. I'm gonna pay you an exposure, bro. I got you. I'm letting you on my podcast.
Wow, thank you, bro.
Yeah.
Thank you,
bro. Nobody can hear you. You gotta get up on the mic.
It's a blessing, bro. Yeah. Thank you.
Turn the mic towards your face.
Yeah, you gotta be really close with that one. Really, really
it's
close.
It's a blessing.
Oh my goodness, thank you.
Should I introduce
myself? Yeah, introduce yourself, please.
Okay, cool. So I'm Sloza. I've been here for 3 days.
Sloza has also put in triple digit hours, but in 3 days. What do you say about that?
Yeah, right.
She put in triple digit minutes in 3 days. So she's doing good for herself, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. She's cool. Killing it.
Wait, triple digit is like 2 hours.
triple digit no, is done. More than 3 days. It's 100 hours minutes.
That's what I'm saying. She's working.
Yeah.
100 hours in 3 days. No.
She sees the opportunity and she's killing it at the moment. She's working. Yeah. Keep your eyes out.
Sloza, tell us a little bit about yourself. And I want it to sound competitive as if you're competing with Danny.
Okay, all right. So I love this portion.
I'm ready. Go.
Okay, so I'm a mixing engineer, something Danny can't do.
We didn't say diss the boy.
Keep going. Give me all the smoke.
Oh
keep
gosh.
Going.
No.
Please.
I'm just kidding.
Go.
It's all love.
Go. Danny loves it. Danny loves it.
Keep going. I promise. Keep going. Please.
No, I do live sound, or I come from a live sound background. And I'm a musician better than Danny.
Gonna be quadruple. It's gonna be quadruple hours for the next 6 months.
Quadruple hours.
We are not leaving the studio at all.
No.
They will have to call enforcement to come and get me because I'm not leaving the studio.
You didn't even when you introduced yourself, did you talk about what you like or what you do?
You just bragged about your hours.
I said who I am, what I've done.
Yo, Danny,
why I'm here. That's it.
Yo.
That's all I said, bro.
No, but you didn't answer who you are.
I gave an idea. I didn't mean.
Who are you? You're triple digits?
That's a dope-ass producer tag. I'm going to cut that out.
That is actually kind of tight.
That's my tag
now. Who are you? Triple digits?
Ooh, yo.
With the cha-ching sound?
Ching.
Yo.
Shout out to Little Rich, because that's actually why I thought of that.
Oh,
shout out to Alex, bro.
Alex.
Yes. People are doing good for themselves out here. It's crazy time.
Yo, I love how we're shouting out people that don't listen to the podcast.
But they are important.
Maybe I'll make them listen to the podcast.
Anyway, so because this is really unplanned, as you can tell, this is going to be the best episode you've ever listened to because we're just having a good time. Nels, what is your favorite 808 sound in any song that you've ever heard, like for bad reasons?
Like
you hate it for bad reasons.
Like it sounds like garbage or what?
Yeah, I mean, you tell me.
Like, do I actually like it or do I actually hate it?
You have to actually like it, but it has to sound garbage. What's your favorite 808?
High Riser by Comethazine.
Yo.
And the reason why is because...
Do you know this song?
It literally makes every single part of the song quieter by like a lot. It sounds incredible.
It's just like hyper compressed?
No. It hits hard as fuck. It sounds dope.
Dude, you said the F word on the podcast.
Ooh.
Ooh. What if your mom listens
points.
To this?
You lost intern points. That's
No. You're allowed to say it. No. Every single episode for like the last 5-10 episodes.
Have been
every
off
single
the
time,
fucking rails,
like,
bro.
Remind me again. Can I swear on the podcast?
Oh, man.
I'm like, bro, yes, we've been swearing. It's like... It's all right, but
it's hard for me not to sweat.
I'm gonna say bye to those people that left because we swear. There's like one person that just clicked off right now.
Oh no!
I'll see you later, bro. We'll link up and I'll be friends with you. I'll send you some loops or something, bro.
Yo, so why don't you talk about that, Danny? Tell us when I say who you are. You did not even mention loops. Is that not who you are?
It's something that I do, but I feel like to thrive in an industry like this, you have to wear many different hats. So I don't usually take the one route, kind of. That's something I actually think about.
Sorry, this is a completely
go ahead, Nels. You're good.
Instead of saying you got to wear a bunch, I wear a bunch of different hats. Now that it's like Corona, you should say I wear a bunch of different masks.
Oh.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever thought of. All right, continue what you were saying.
I'm wearing a super.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong about the loops and stuff. That's a huge part of what I do and how I move, just in general. But, I'm going to go with the corny hip-hop line, which isn't corny, but low-key. Bro, I feel like a student all the time.
Mm.
Like a student of what's going on, who's around me, what I can learn from
her. Wait, tell us about your samples.
And you.
Danny, okay. Tell us about your samples.
I'm trying to drop gems to the young kids at home right now.
I want
to
know.
Don't know how to move around, bro.
Yo, I'm going to tell everyone that's listening to the podcast, so how to intern 101 is not to... Be talking about how many hours you put in the studio.
Nah, bro, that's different. I wear that with a badge of honor, bro. There's multiple.
Yeah.
Multiple.
But that being said, you're a good ass intern. You're like one of the best I've ever had.
Bro, I told Alex on like the first couple of sessions that I had here, like I know the journey that it took to get to like an opportunity like this.
Okay, so tell us about your samples.
Samples are dope.
What are samples?
Samples.
What does it mean nowadays in 2020?
Multiple things. There's still crate diggers out there, I'm sure. They'd love to go to the record store.
Gold diggers. Crate diggers.
There you go.
Digging in the crates for some vinyls.
Digging in the crates. Going in, bro.
For vinyls.
I look in movies now.
Okay, that's some sauce right there. Nels just put you onto something.
Movies have the best samples.
To like make beats with?
Yes. I have about a playlist of like 80 samples just from one TV show. Not even
joking. Dang.
The TV soundtrack is fire, though. But sorry, continue.
Everybody has their own way.
Horribly illegal. Go ahead.
I see all the time. There's inspiration in different places if you look for it. Nels can pull a sample from a laundry machine. I may pull
you
a sample.
Did.
I may pull a sample from a TikTok if I'm feeling it. You can find it anywhere.
I've done.
You can do what you want, bro.
That's how I use TikTok. Is I just send Nels samples from it,
bro.
But use this.
That's some sauce though. Like you have to be
that was hard.
I low key want to buy the little voice recorder, like Guitar Center, like the little handheld one.
The Zoom.
Yeah, something like that. Like, bro, you can Nell. If Nell's has taught me anything, it's like literally anything can.
All right. Mm. Tell us about samples,
bro.
Tell us about samples.
We going in, bro. Okay. Well, bro, you asked me three different questions and then try to make me come back to samples, bro. Like, hold up. I will tell you about samples right now.
Thank you.
Sampling was started off with crate digging. As we moved into the streaming, kind of people got fed up with the horror stories of said lawsuits that came from samples and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
A young man named Frank Dukes and other pioneers were using their musicality to kind of shape out hip-hop and shape out years of music to come. Charts are filled by these musicians and nobody knows who they are.
Illmind, Frank Dukes, that's Mario, what I'm saying, Luciano.
Bro. People kill this shit.
What's that?
Q Beats kills this shit, bro. As a young person looking up to like people that are putting up numbers, good music.
Yo,
like that's my those are my biggest inspirations. Like Frank Dukes and King Krule are my favorite producers, bro.
Yo, hold on. We're gonna take a pause on this. We're gonna do a creative exercise. Right now, just the four of us, vocals only. We're making anybody listening right now, if you want to download this episode, loop this. Loop this, sample this. Ready? Here we go.
Holy shit.
Come on, add a layer.
That's the idea, though. He's in the right mindset. If you can make that into a loop, you can be on your way to be somebody like Nels, who can just make something good out of something so shitty.
Here comes the brown nosing.
And kill the shit. Yeah.
There you go.
You should see the samples he uses. Oh. Horrible.
They're horrible, but they're beautiful.
I recorded an air hose at my job.
That's what I'm saying.
You're recording an air hose.
Yeah, blowing over like a hole. Like, you know how when you blow on the top of a glass, it makes a sound?
Okay.
Oh,
it's like
sick.
That, but like way stronger.
That's probably in one of the beats that he showed you and he just didn't
see
it. That's literally how
it
goes.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's like it's
like he's.
It's not a beat, it's just a loop.
Hold on. Thank you, Danny. Enough about you. Sloza, tell us a fun fact about you.
I like to skateboard.
Mm.
Yes.
And.
We need to find a mini ramp.
Ooh, true.
Yeah, we need to build one in here.
I would love to watch you guys go down there safely.
Yo, shout out to our boy Evan Cook.
Evan Cook,
I'm going to send you this episode and force you to watch this bit here because you are my hero.
Same.
And that's one of our contacts from back in the day when I used to skate too, which is crazy. Nobody knows that I've skated or skated.
I did because I knew Evan.
Dang. Anyway, what else?
Let's see. I have a little cat that I saved from the park.
What's the name of the cat?
Her name's Evie. Named after the Pokemon.
Shout out to Evie.
That's some
Evie.
I couldn't hear. I'm sorry. Evie. Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a girl.
It's a girl.
It's a girl. What do you think she's doing right now?
Or a water stone? Sleeping. Or a leaf stone you want to evolve it with?
What?
Yeah. I need to get a leaf stone for her. She's more like an Umbreon vibe because she's black and orange, and Umbreon is black and yellow.
Mm.
So would I need the electricity stone?
No, that's the something else.
The thunderstone.
Welcome to Mixing Music, where we discuss about what stones involve Pokemon.
Are you talking about Avatar or Pokemon? I can't tell.
We're talking about Pokemon.
Okay.
Yo, I'll poke your mind.
We're turning.
Bro. Anyone born after 2000 cannot join this conversation.
Oh,
nobody heard. All right, we're gonna move on.
Danny, were you born in 2000? The year 2000?
77.
Yo, I'm gonna compress the crap.
I've been around since like 88, like 1888. To be honest with you, it's been a minute, bro. Have you seen my son? I need to bring him out here one time, bro.
Oh no,
one
please.
Day.
No.
We're not gonna talk about yourself.
Shout out to Baby Yoda sleeping out there somewhere.
Go grab him.
No, I'm not gonna grab him, bro. He deserves his own episode, probably.
Danny's
somewhere.
Son is a terrifying Yoda.
Yo,
I hate him.
Yo, how much did you pay for that Yoda? How much did you pay for that baby Yoda?
Enough.
At least $50, I'm guaranteeing.
Shout out to Costco. It was a good price. Shout out to Disney.
It's too real.
If you want, bro, get that sponsorship, bro. Please.
You could put it to bed by laying it down.
Yerba? Nah. I'd rather get a Costco sponsorship.
True.
Yo.
Imagine the Nintendo sponsorship, though.
Costco, sponsor us with some $1.50 hot dog and drink combos.
I like.
Wow. There you go.
That's my dad's catchphrase.
Oh,
Costco hot dog?
I do actually have a music topic that we could talk about.
Let's do it.
What is that? I was going to ask about you.
Oh, keep going, bro.
Yeah, go ahead. You can talk about music.
Texturing sounds in production.
Texturing sounds?
Mm-hmm.
RC20 is cool if you know how to use it, I think.
Yeah, RC20 is all right.
For the young man coming up on some vintage sample wannabe type of shit, it's nice.
Yeah, it is. I do like RC20. I do use it a lot, but there are different ways to do that, and reverb alone, if you know how to use the reverb, can be super helpful with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like a nice little room reverb to make it just feel like it's behind the rest of the beat.
Yeah, sounds super
cool. Also for vocals, a must-have for me too. Like, not only Nels is the king of reverbs. Nels be tweaking that shit for hours. It's a reverb. I think what I do every single vocal to give it space, even if it's not heard, but it's just slap delay.
Slap delay.
Yeah.
Slap delay. Everything. Hip hop does not matter.
Is that H delay or Echo Boy?
It doesn't matter. You could do it on.
You can do it on.
What is your preferred?
You can do it on any delay plugin.
No, I feel you.
I don't use templates, but. Recently, I've changed my delay plugin of choice to a company called Baby Audio. They have a plugin called Comeback Kid. Comeback Kid, and it is amazing. And I use that for both the slap and my quarter delay.
My favorite recently. I like how they have the built-in sidechain for it.
Yes, the ducker.
So like when your vocals are going, you don't hear the delay, and then
If it's being sent signal, like if the plugin is receiving signal, it'll actually like duck the volume, and if it's not receiving signal, it'll actually play the delay.
So that way you don't have to like automate it, or sidechain it, which is they're both equally automating is more annoying than sidechain.
So it's based off if it's receiving signal.
Yeah.
So it's instead of like sidechaining, but. It's actually really awesome and saves a lot of time, makes it effective. And there's a lot of options on there. Like there's a built-in like flanger thing, built-in reverb thing to give space to the delays.
That's cool.
Like a built-in widener, built-in tape machine. Ooh, like it's got a lot liners. Of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to check that
and
out.
And it's awesome. They have a free version of it too.
Yeah.
Like
sick.
The baby comeback or whatever the heck it was. I forgot what it is.
I don't know.
Which, by the way, let's get to this next portion of this episode. Have you guys ever heard of a website called FilePass?
Yes. I've been using it with you.
Yes.
Yes. What is FilePass?
It's basically like you can put up your services, right? Is it that kind of thing?
No, what the heck?
You say that.
You can send people files. You can send like, especially with music, it works really well. You can send somebody files and it's kind of locked. You can lock it. There's a lot more... Like you can send somebody files and that you can lock it based on payment. So once they pay for it, they're able to download it and keep it.
Oh, okay.
It's
okay.
super helpful if you're not trying to get scammed.
Ooh.
It's really helpful. I really like it a lot.
How often do you use it?
Whenever DK uses it.
What's your preferred?
What's my preferred?
What you use on your own kind of way, what you be doing?
He uses FilePass too.
So just like
and
completely.
Then he also uses like he uses Dropbox. But like for clients, when you send to clients, like Yo, Dropbox all the way, especially for like FilePass, because like the revisions.
Right.
Yeah.
Because like it's the same thing. The big difference between Dropbox is it doesn't, Dropbox still compresses the audio bit like Google Drive does, and FilePass doesn't.
Cool.
So that's crazy.
Shout out to FilePass.
The reason why I bring it up, it's not random, it's because I've generally been using FilePass since it came out. I'm like grandfathered into an awesome dope plan. Brian Hood, shout out to you. Brian reached out to me recently and is officially sponsoring the show. So shout out to FilePass. We will probably have some sort of links for discounts in the description below. But we are really excited to be working with them. I actually genuinely love FilePass. Like I was like stoked. I was like, I will do it for anything. Like I was
FilePass
so excited.
Is incredible. I really actually like how it works a lot.
Yeah, it's so nice. It saved my butt so many times. Like when people try to run away without paying, but they can't download it.
And you can do the revision stuff on FilePass,
and people
right?
can mark. Yeah, if they're like, I want to change this and
at
this and this, they
54
can.
54 seconds.
Time. So if they like, they can timestamp comments or leave general comments, and then when it emails me and informs me that they did, and that shows it to me as a checklist, and I can check it off. Like every revision that I've done, I check it off, or I can reply back to each comment. Like it's incredible. It's like the best. Like it's made. By audio engineers for audio engineers, so they know exactly what we're going to be using when we do mixing
awesome.
Stuff.
I definitely had to get help.
Let's see, what else? What's another question? Nels, tell us about you, man. Tell us about you. I mean, we all know about you. We all love you, kind of.
Yeah, I don't know. I work on music 95% of my time, and then the rest of it is spent sleeping.
Bro, I got a question for you. Yeah. How many hours do you think you put in within the past 5 years and a half?
Are you in triple digits?
Bro, no, I'm in quadruple, no, quintillion no. shit, bro.
I've put in at least 20,000 hours. I'm
5 beats a day for 3 summers in the flesh, bro.
I to be honest, I don't think I hit my 10,000 hours until like May of last year. In like May of 2019.
Yeah.
And then within May of 2019 until now, I'm guaranteed, like, I've put in a lot of
10,000 hours is a lot of hours.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, but they say it takes 10,000 hours to be like to master
no,
something.
No, but I'm saying like 10,000 hours in a year is okay. like, is like,
okay, maybe
is
like 15,000 hours.
It's a good amount total. Of time, none like regardless.
But in the last year and a half, I've probably put in 5,000 hours. I know that's a lot of time, but
that's
like, I literally don't fucking do anything other than work on music.
There you go.
When I had a job,
this is true. I remember having to come to the studio and I remember having to come to the studio and like kick you out because I'm like,
we
bro, you need to sleep.
Yeah.
Like I've had to like
we
stop.
We are getting there. I promise you, we're getting
don't,
there.
Don't. Why does it sound like we're trying to voluntarily kill ourselves by not sleeping?
Because,
like,
bro,
it's not the goal. We want to be well rested.
I support sleeping.
Oh, no.
I do too.
Sleeping is huge. Sleeping
recently,
is huge.
Like recently, I had to like, I have to like force my, like, I said it like, I live an hour away from here, and so I have to set a time. Like, I need to leave at the same time every day.
Yeah, you got to take care of your sleep, bro, because you've been through the no sleep game.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
I have a song about it. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I know you've been there, for sure.
So I make sure I get at least 6 hours of sleep every night.
Yeah, like, I'm treating sleeping recently like working out. Like, no. I'm just going to force myself to sleep.
Shout out to the good habits in the
with
studio.
Mental health.
Let's talk about mental health and how important that is.
Yeah.
I was going to say, from going to therapy for years because of mental health reasons, I learned that there are like 4 huge things that contribute, like obviously very generalized, but sleep, diet, exercise, and social interactions are the main 4 things that contribute to mental health.
Gems. There you go.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people know that. That's like a huge thing.
Yeah.
I don't sleep. Mm. I don't eat well.
You got two.
Y'all are my only social interaction.
That's fine then.
Yeah, that's not too
bad. That's enough.
We'll take care of you, bro. I promise.
What was the 4th one? What am I missing?
Diet.
No, I said
diet and exercise.
Oh, exercise.
Shout out to the kickboxing thing you did.
I did pay for some boxing lessons with Lou.
And you skate.
Yeah, well,
he will. We'll get back to it.
We're gonna skate tomorrow.
Tonight. After this, we're going down ramps.
It's 1:30 in North
Carolina.
At the very least, go for a mile walk. A mile is not far.
We took a little walk today, just a nice to refresh, see the sun. Because doing this,
I should do yoga soon.
Super fast.
She has
yoga. I want to actually.
I do yoga.
It's like that way. It like saves time because I also like to.
Let's do yoga. We're gonna do yoga right now.
I asked her. I saw her working earlier.
Hold on,
and she
my
had,
legs are crossed. I can't do it.
I saw her working earlier, and she had such a good posture. And I'm thinking, like, most people in this work, we sit behind our computers. Like, it's really normal for us to start slouching.
Gremlins, bro.
But she said that yoga is low key the key to that.
Yes, and also good circulation that helps with that a lot, as well as flexibility.
I gotta sit up
and
now.
It also boosts your mood because it's hard as fuck. It's so hard.
Yeah, like 3 months ago, I went on a walk with a few friends, and it was like a 3-hour walk. After about an hour, I was like tired. We walked a long time.
I biked an hour from my house to downtown the other day.
It was like 3-4 months ago. Yeah, it wasn't with you.
Okay.
Biking is tight as fuck.
Yeah, I biked like almost 10 miles to downtown the other day.
Street bike or mountain bike? Or
I have a fixie.
Or like a Barbie bike.
I have a fixie, but I have it in...
Wait, a fixie? What's a fixie? Oh, like the New York ones?
I don't know, but...
like New York 1880s, bro.
Actually,
what are you doing with your hands?
Yo, actually, for real though, I actually rode a Barbie bike for a long time.
Shout out to
Tell
you,
us a
bro.
Barbie bike.
Literally a Barbie-themed
bike.
Biking, when I was young. Yo,
biking
is
so plugged.
I hated Barbies when I was a child.
I like hiking.
Shout out to love Barbie.
Likes hiking. Well, no, people like hiking. Hiking because I like to go for walks and
there
I like
go.
To be out in nature.
Let them know, bro.
And so I like to go hiking. I can't as much ever since I moved out here.
Yeah.
But I go for walks every night or every morning, depending on like 3-4 mile walks. It's not. It takes like 45 minutes to an hour, depending.
And
on
I'm sure it pays. I'm sure like checks out. And just like your mood, how you're feeling that day.
My mood has been better ever since I started walking in the morning
there
instead of at night,
bro.
Actually. So
I have a huge respect for morning people.
I'm not
especially
a morning person.
I know, but those are the benefits of a morning person.
Oh, I wish I was a morning person.
Bro, so nice. Shit is, I love that. Sleeping in is also really nice, though. Sleeping in is amazing.
You're yelling in my ear.
I'm sorry. I had the mask on. I don't know how the audio is going to go through.
We're getting excited.
I'm scared that the audio might be like
okay.
Having trouble with the mic.
I got a random question.
Okay.
Yo, I have a question for y'all.
Yeah.
If Fisher Price is trying to get into the audio game, what would they make first?
They already, I feel like, have keyboards and shit.
Yeah.
No, I mean like pro audio game. Fisher Price is now making something in pro audio. What are they making?
They would make synths.
They would make a microphone.
Oh, true. They probably would make a microphone.
Would they make a mic? What is the color and shape of this microphone?
It would be orange on the top, blue like right here, and then like
imagine no, but imagine like that mic
made of plastic
fire, though. Like, it actually worked really well if it was like... imagine Fisher Price made like a mic that looks like some shit for kids, but it was like the best mic.
Yo, like a banana microphone.
I would have it.
Yo, shit like a banana? Yo, yeah. And you like use it like a mic, like a telephone? Yo, banana
phone. And it had
a
telephone effect? That'd be cool.
Ooh. Yo.
Like a banana phone. It's a button you press on a telephone effect on the mic. It's got a built-in like analog EQ.
Crazy.
What knob compressor on it?
Yo, this is the wildest. This is the wildest episode of this entire podcast.
I have a question
podcast.
For the I'm two sorry. Engineers.
People are
in
gonna
the middle.
People are gonna love this episode or hate this episode, or but definitely gonna love this episode.
Got one question for the two engineers in the middle. How did you guys get started in engineering? Sloza can start.
I started at a local punk DIY venue. I showed up. I volunteered to do sound, I wanted to do the ticketing, but then when I got there was already like four people doing the ticketing, so I was like, shit, there's nothing left for me to do. And then I looked at the volunteer book and the only position open was sound trainee, and I was like, what the hell is this? Like, I was just like, what does a sound trainee do? What's sound? Like, what, you know, like, what does that mean? And then I asked the owner if I could do that, and he was like, yeah, sure, I'll introduced you to the sound engineer of the night. And then he introduced me, and they have a Midas Venice over there, and they actually have hardware gear and stuff. It's all analog. And he just taught me how to, like...
Is that pretty common in live venues recently?
No.
Like analog?
Digital boards are pretty...
Yeah, I was going to say.
...common. But the smell's a 22-year-old venue, and it's pretty much... it's DIY, so it's all analog and stuff. And so ever since then I fell in love with sound. I said, wow, that's really cool, you just set up microphones and shit. And I've been in love with it ever since.
So actually I want to dive deeper into this, because I don't think we've ever talked about this on the show, but people are going to be interested. What you're trying to do more studio stuff, but you have history and have spent some time doing live sound. What do you kind of see the difference being, and like, what do you kind of like, how do you see like overlap as well?
So live sound, it's like this, you deal with this band for like 30 minutes and that's it, you know, like, and you're done, you know, like, you may see them again, you may work with them again if they like you, but for the most part, like, a lot of these bands I meet, it's just I meet four bands in one night and then I may never meet them again or see them ever again, or honestly, a lot of times I feel like I forget the band's name even. Mm.
So it's like very short relationship.
It's a short relationship. Obviously, it could build into something bigger, which in some cases it has. But for the most part, you know, as a in-house venue engineer, you meet like 20, 30 bands a week. And you're not going to necessarily make relationships with all of them. Versus the studio... What I've kind of noticed so far, it's just like, you know, you could be with this artist for 2 hours or 2 weeks or 2 months or 2 years. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, you know, the relationship I feel like is, it could be more built. I mean, once again, like, you could have sessions where this person comes in for 2 hours and then you never see them again.
Yeah.
But I feel like in the studio, people are really trying to build more relationships, as well as it's permanent, you know. Yeah. Your recordings are permanent, so
that's true.
If you
except for the ones on my hard drive,
except for the ones on your hard drive that get erased.
So I mean, like, how about like you did front of house mixing, right? So yeah. Like, what about mixing in the studio versus mixing live? Like some similarities and differences.
So
and we gotta finish this up in 2 minutes. So
all right,
1 minute.
So, okay, I'll do it quick. So mixing live, you really got to worry about the acoustics of the venue. You have to remember that people are built of water, and water is absorbs sound.
Yeah,
so,
humans are absorption.
Yeah, yep. So well, you know, when you do sound check and there's no one in the room, you got to remember that everything's going to be a lot quieter later when there's people.
And there's no feedback in the studio.
And there's
not
no
like
feedback
that.
In the studio. You don't have to tell the artist not to put the microphone at the monitors.
I mean, sometimes.
Sometimes yeah. People be putting their headphones right on the mic.
Oh no! Just
screech.
Like,
anyway. I think that would be a fun episode to talk about. So maybe we do that another time. We talk about live sound versus studio and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, and maybe with Lou too, because Lou's
for Lou also does. Lou, because man.
Yeah, Lou, luxurious Lou. Lou, we miss you. Thank you. And please, I hope you laughed a lot while listening to this episode.
Lackadaisical Lou.
And I hope.
Wow.
I hope. Hey, Danny, last 30 seconds. Brown nose Lou, go.
What is brown nose? That sounds horrible.
You've been listening to the Mixing Music Podcast.
Who would say
stay
that?
Happy mixing, my friends.
Thing you hear on this podcast.
And stay saucy.
That was not it.
1, 2, 3.
If you'd like to take advantage of my free guides and online videos, please check out links.dkmixes.com. That's links.dekeimixes.com.
Are you tired of using Google Drive or Dropbox to send files to clients? Well, never get burned again with FilePass. I love and use FilePass exclusively for sending files to my clients. It's a cloud file sharing website specifically made by engineers for engineers. It's absolutely amazing. Go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/FilePass to check out the full feature list and subscribe today. Never lose another dime to burned projects. Happy mixing, my friends, and enjoy the show.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.